What do I do?
What do I do?
What do I say?
What do I say? In the Macmillan online community, we know what it's like to have cancer, because we have it too. So, whatever you're thinking, whatever you're feeling, whatever you need to ask about cancer, whatever the time of day or night, we'll do whatever it takes to help you. To join us, search Macmillan online community.
Hello and welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast about all that crap on Bravo that we just love to talk about. I'm Ben Mandelker, and joining me today is someone who I can still call my sister. I have not lost her yet. Mr. Ronnie Karam. Hi, Ronnie. How are you?
Well, hello. What's going on with you?
Not much. I'm just like really excited to recap this episode of Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. It's another dinner party from hell, and everyone is buzzing. Everyone's buzzing on the internet. So, you know, I'm buckling my seatbelts, getting ready for a big, wild episode. What's going on with you?
Pretty much the same thing. You know, I had a really fun morning. I got to meet the new baby in my life. Baby. Cousin Jenna's baby. Cousin Jenna and Reed. The newest member of the Reed Brothers band. Cutest little baby. She got her little Watch What Crappens onesie and her name 'em onesie from crappensmerch.com. Ding! So anyway, I just met this baby. So fucking cute. And I just said, listen, you know, one of the first lessons I want to teach you is that Kyle is always the victim and we need to feel bad for Kyle, okay? Yeah. So whenever you start crying, I want you to remember you have nothing to fucking cry about when there is a Kyle Richards in this world who is nothing but put upon. How dare you, baby?
Did you also shame the baby for its small esophagus? I'm curious.
I know you want to talk about a small esophagus. Jeez, fucking baby. Then the mom, Jenna, was telling me, oh, and you know, she was explaining how babies work because I literally don't know anything. I'm like, so when, you know. She said something about, like, well, the baby didn't start having breast milk until a couple days ago. I'm like, what did they have before? Like, frozen yogurt? Like, what do you give the baby? So yes. She's explaining how milk works and how boobs work and all this stuff. And she's like, you know, because at first when they're born, they just have, like, a stomach that's, like, the size of a strawberry. And I was like, well, she's eating a lot more than somebody with a strawberry-sized stomach. Like, not to, like, food shame your baby, like, already. Like, is it cheat day? It's like Real Housewives in Miami. Is it cheat day, Isla? But very interesting stuff. But yeah, it did make me think of Sutton with her tiny esophagus. And like, some people just, you know, we can only have a certain amount of milk a day, and it's not something to shame people about.
Everything I know about lactating is milk, lemonade, around the corner, chocolate's made. And I've gotten through life with that motto. By the way, speaking of pregnancy, I just have to give a big congratulations to the latest pregnant member of the Crappens universe. Me, I am pregnant with Bagel in me today, and I am really excited to get going with this. But anyway, Jenna, I'm also caffeinated. I just congratulated myself reading a baby.
Way to shit all over Jenna's baby story, okay? No, Jenna, talking about the cutest thing to ever happen, and you make a poop joke followed by another future poop joke.
Followed by me bragging about eating a bagel. So I made it all about me. But honestly, Jenna, congratulations. Jenna and Reed, that's like absolutely amazing news. We're so happy for them. Truly, truly, truly. We love a December baby. We love a December baby.
I mean, I'm
baby.
Happy for them. I'm really happy for me because, like, I'm the one who really won here. And they didn't name the baby Ronnie, which I found very offensive.
That is
But the
rude.
Baby's middle name is Ren, which guess what? Guess what I'm calling her? Rennie. Duh.
Rennie.
So, I mean, I say thank you. Thank you for that.
So, by the way, Monday, this is important. Monday is the final crappy hour of 2023. I feel like people will have a lot to say just about this episode we're about to recap. So if you've got stuff on your minds, bring it to our Instagram on Monday night. 8:30 on the East Coast, 5:30 on the West Coast. And, you know, adjust for other time zones if necessary. Come to our Instagram at Watch What Crappens. Also follow at Ronnie Karam, at Ben Mandelker. We're going to be talking about Bravo, Bravo gossip, Bravo headlines, but I'm sure a lot of people are going to want to weigh in on this episode. So come join us. It is our not, what is it, semi-weekly? It's a show we do every 2 weeks on Instagram where we talk about Bravo and then we bring you guys up and you guys talk with us. We read your comments on the show. It's really a lot of fun. We also simulcast on YouTube. So please, it's the last one of 2023, so come join us. Don't miss out. Also, by the way, happy Hanukkah. Hanukkah starts tonight and really like the miracle of light, the festival of lights really kicks off. So wonderful to kick off with this dinner party, to kick off the Festival of Lights, you know? I could not think of a better way to usher in Hanukkah 2023 than with this disaster.
Yeah, nothing like alcoholic shaming, esophagus shaming,
sister, you
know,
shaming,
possible, you know, cheating allegation shaming, sister shame, a lot of shaming going on here. I love shame. I mean,
it is like a shame dreidel when we are spinning it and we're going to see what type of shame it lands on.
Oh my god. Okay. Dreidel, dreidel, dreidel. All your dreidels have already left you. You really want this last dreidel to spin away from you?
Hey, Denise, what side did that dreidel land on?
You know which side. You know. You know, really?
You know.
You don't know? You don't know?
You know. You know what's, you know what happened, Erica. You know, why are you pretending that you don't know what happened? But hey, are you married? Poor son of a bitch. Poor bastard.
Kyle, is there something you're not telling us about the Hanukkah guilt? Why are we missing one coin from the mesh bag? You in denial about something?
All right, so it was dinner party from hell in this season, and where we ended up was basically Kyle coming. Kyle looks like that cat. It's a very famous cat that, it's not Grumpy Cat, but it's something like that. It has like a real weird, like wonky-eyed face, and then it has its hair sticking all out. Do you know what's kind of fun? I have to look this. There's a million famous cats. Just go with me. I was going to look up famous cats, and guess what happened? I just ended up looking at fucking cat videos, like, literally for an hour. So I'm sorry I couldn't find the specific cat.
Wait, is it Azrael?
No, that's like God. That's like the Jesus cat from Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe.
No, the Lion, the Witch, that's that like Azrael is Gargamel's cat.
Oh.
At first I thought you were like, no, that's like the best cat ever, Azrael.
Hold
the
on.
The one from Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe is like, Azrael, Asgard, Aslan.
Yeah, that sounds right. Aslan. Let's see if it is. It is. It's Aslan. Did you know that? Or did you look it up?
It's a Hanukkah miracle.
Oh my God, I'm finally turning Ben. Just bring up some C.S. Lewis literature and boom, Ben. He's just Googling the name Aslan and suddenly he's like, what about Jesus?
By the way, just putting a pin in it right now for some future episode of this show or another Real Housewives show. If there is an episode where there's a fight about clothing, we are going to name it The Lion, L-Y-I-N, The Bitch, and The Wardrobe. Thank you very much. Just putting it out there.
Well, how about The Lion, The Stitch, and The Wardrobe?
That would be good. That would be good, too. That'd be good, too.
We'll stick with number one. You know what? Everything does not have to be a competition. Okay. And that is what we're trying to get across to Kyle. Okay. Because Kyle looks like a crazy cat from TikTok with her hair sticking out all over the place, all wonky eyed with her new Morgan, what's her buns, Morgan Wade face that she went and got transplanted onto her own face. And she spent this party being like, hey, what is anybody going to ask about me hinting that I'm possibly gay now with an extremely famous person? Anybody? Does anybody even care? Sutton, are you going to ask me if my husband's cheating on me and I'm suddenly like maybe a lesbian who's dating someone famous? Anyone? Until they finally forced Sutton out with, well, what's with your wedding band? And that's where we start now. Garcelle going, what's with the new band?
Oh, well, I've been learning guitar and like Morgan's going on tour and I thought I could be like a backup musician. No, wedding band, not musical band.
Well, there's a girl, no one really knows her sexuality, but she's really attracted to me. And, you know, she's got a can of arms. That's all I'm saying.
Did someone sent us the lyrics to a new Morgan Wade song? Did you see the lyrics of that song? The lyrics were like, I'm waking up.
It was like,
I'm waking up in the Chateau Marmont with like a Beverly Hills, a lady from Beverly Hills who found me on Instagram and I never thought I could find a love like this and yada, yada.
It said something like, I'm at the Chateau with someone like super famous with crazy hair who just walked in with my face. And
is putting a fedora on my head.
She tattooed an A. That's the only shocking thing, was that Kyle tattooed a K and not an agency A on this chick's arm. Also, a lyric from that song, which is real, was something like, she loves snorting pills off of my stomach. I was like,
yes. That was interesting.
Awkward. Awkward. You're outing Kyle in multiple ways. You're like, not only is she bisexual, she's also a snorter of pills.
Yeah.
What pills? She does pills look cracked out, Kyle. Pills, you know, of what?
I don't. Please disregard 50% of everything I say in this recap, Ronnie. Just going forward, just if you feel the need to say what, just keep going. Keep, because I was making a Labyrinth reference.
I mean I enjoyed that film when I was a kid, I guess, but I didn't need it multiple times. I thought the giant flying worm looked fake. I wasn't into it.
The flying worm, the furry...
yeah, wasn't that the one? Oh no, that's Neverending Story. Yeah, Labyrinth is the one with David Bowie and the crystal ball and the shit,
right?
I don't know, I didn't, the ones with all the creepy Muppets, I wasn't as into those. I like regular Muppets, but I don't like when like, ooh, Jim Henson does creepy Muppets.
I know.
I was like, oh, I don't like,
I generally Muppets. Agree with that, but Labyrinth, you know, I just saw it so many times that I then grew to like it, you know. But either way,
no, wait, am I thinking of Dark Crystal?
No, I mean, you David Bowie with the crystal balls is definitely Labyrinth, but there's a song in it that's like, I believe in the babe. What babe? The babe of the power. What power? The power of voodoo. Who do you do? So I was just kind of making an allusion to that. So anyway, Morgan, I might be a lesbian. I also struggle with the fact that there is a very famous country singer named Morgan Wallen or Wallen. And then we have Morgan Wade, and it's really hard to like have like this alternate Morgan Way country singer in my life, you know?
There's so many country singers named Morgan that I don't care about right now. It's really hard to keep up, guys. Yeah. Can we please not add more Morgans that I really don't care about?
So Sutton is like, you have been wearing your wedding band, which, by the way, is an observation that Kyle would totally make to other people. In any other season, I would just like to add. I'm sure she actually
100%.
Has.
And you know, I'm sorry that I turned everything back into Puppygate. This is like actually a fault that I know that I have, but I can't get past anyway. It's kind of like being negative. Like I know it's there, but I've just found a way to love it. You know, every
beautiful photo starts with a negative.
Every kiss begins with a K on Kyle's arm. So. And also, you know what? Shame brings about positive change, which brings us back to something earlier we were talking about, shame. Gotta love shame. Anyway, the point is, I bring everything back to Puppygate. Like, if they won't take my return at Ross, I'm like, Dorit, return to Puppy to the Orange County kill shelter. So you might want to reconsider.
I don't know. Was it really a return?
She had it dropped off. You're right. Yeah.
More like she bought something at Target and then dropped it off at Saks and got her refund.
You're right. That's like when I try to return a Dillard's jacket to Ross Dress for Less. And I'm like, Dorit returned a dog. That probably would have worked better semantically. But anyway, I bring everything back to that. The point is, I forgot what it was for a minute. Sorry, everybody. I'm not on drugs today. But the point is that... you know, Kyle was also, do you remember that first episode when they went over to Vanderpump Dogs or wherever they were,
yeah,
or the restaurant or wherever it was?
No, it was Vanderpump Dogs.
Teddy was like well, what about Dorit and the thing? And she's like, I don't want to talk about it. No. She's like looking at the cameras like, no, we're not going to talk about it. So then Teddy brought in the big guns, Kyle, and then Kyle marches in there and she's like, we're going to talk about it. She's like, no, please don't talk about it. My brother just died. She's like, I don't care. We're talking about it. She like would not stop until it came out. Then she like was a total bitch to Lisa Vanderpump right after her brother died. So all of this shit with Kyle being like, why isn't anybody sensitive to me when I'm going through something? And I admitted, like, maybe some very general, in a very general way, I hinted it was what was going on with me. Why are people not being sensitive? When have you ever been sensitive? And that's really just one example that I've got of, like, 30 years that I've been watching this show.
Yeah. Well, I mean, honestly, open and honest. The whole open and honest thing that they did open and honest. They beat it to the ground. They did it to Denise. The whole Denise's last season was like, why can't you be open and honest? Be open and honest. Be open and honest. Why? We think that you had an affair with Brandy Glanville. We've seen certain texts. We've seen certain things. Just be open and honest about it, which is honestly quite similar to this situation. It's almost an identical situation. And so the fact that now Kyle is on the receiving end of needing to be open and honest, she suddenly wants to talk about it in the way that she wants to talk about it. And she wants to, you know, like, she doesn't want to blurt it all out at a dinner party, which, by the way, is actually her right. But it just speaks to the hypocrisy that she has carried for several years with this whole open and honest thing. But when it comes for her time to be open and honest, suddenly she doesn't want to. Because guess what? It turns out in life, sometimes you don't have to be open and honest in every single situation. And but
please, like, don't be. That is my request to everybody in the world. Stop being open and honest. I really don't care. If I ask you how you're doing, say good and move the fuck on. Stop being open and honest. Nobody needs to know all of your shit all of the time. Save it for the people who care. I pay taxes. Stop littering my sidewalk with your emotional debris.
Okay? And the truth is that, like, in real life, Sutton is being an absolute monster at this dinner party. She is being a very rude house guest, and she's being totally nasty and is totally obnoxious. But in the world of this show, totally my hero, doing everything right. I'm fully on her side.
This is especially funny because Denise Richards is at this party, and Kyle, 2 years ago, as you just brought up, was trying to out Denise as cheating on her husband on national TV. And that's fine to literally do to one of your friends, and to bring Brandy Glanville on to do it, which is even worse. But because Brandy's like a weapon, you know, to use against somebody. So that's okay. But hinting that your husband might have cheated on you, even though it's completely all over the tabloids, is not okay.
Question. When I was in the closet, I regrettably, this is not a proud thing, but when I was in the closet, I did spend a lot of energy, you know, being like, that person's gay. Like, I was often, like, I remember in the old TVgasm days, I would often, you know, write stupid shit. Like, about, I remember these two guys in The Amazing Race, and I would be like, yeah, like, you guys are straight. Like, it was, like, very tacky, obnoxious stuff. Like, you shouldn't write that stuff, whatever. But it really came from a place of self-loathing on my part. But I was, like, a little too concerned with whether or not someone was gay or in the closet, probably because it was a deflection of what I was going through. Maybe projection. It's something I resented in myself, so therefore I resented in someone else that I picked up on it. Do we think that this is something that Kyle was feeling? I love how I'm saying this is so tacky to speculate on someone's sexuality as I use that as the basis to speculate about Kyle Richards, but, like, is it possible that the reason why Kyle was so rabid about Denise and Brandy was because maybe there was something stirring inside of her?
I don't know. I mean, I think I took it at the time as Kyle just not liking Denise because they had all decided to gang up on Denise, and Denise was getting away with being so popular, and she wasn't really having to do anything, and she kind of had the squeaky clean image on the show, and I thought they were jealous, and they were just going to do anything they could to bring fucking Denise down, and then you've got Brandy, like, scrounging to get back on the show and all that. So I never really took it like that. I'm still not really convinced convinced. I think that sexuality is so much more fluid in this day and age. I'm never convinced of anybody's sexuality. I think I'm like one of the few people left that actually is still like solidly guys, you know, because I think a lot of people like once you find other Ronnie options, Harris, you're like, oh, maybe I'll try that. Yeah, maybe I'll find all. He's like the only one left, guys. He's the only true gay person left. Spread it. Tell all your friends. But you know what I mean? I don't know. I don't speculate on it in the same way anymore. And especially with Kyle, because I really do think Kyle's not mad at Sutton for bringing it up. I think she's mad at everybody for not bringing it up, because she's been trying all season to get people to bring it up and nobody will. Right. And I think that Kyle is not really attracted to anybody as much as she's attracted to fame and celebrity and attention. And I think that everything she's doing, if this was just some rando that nobody knew anything about, I would maybe think differently. But the fact that it's like, oh, now you're gonna have this storyline when it's someone like famous that you can like make a music video with and get a lot of publicity with and get the paps on you, I think that ultimately that's what Kyle's attracted to in any situation.
Yeah, I think so too.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
So either way,
we've done two lines from today's episode, by the way.
20 minutes and we've done two lines and
I'm sorry. Also, before this recap started, Ben and I were just saying, oh, you know what? I was saying, I'm going to really try to just not be so like, meh. I feel like all week I've just been like, meh, 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 meh. Like, not even trying to be funny or like make light of anything. Like sometimes I just start taking things too seriously. And I was like, you know, I'm not going to do that today. I'm just going to remember that this is fun and it's enjoyment and just go with that. And then I spend 20 minutes into it like, fuck her. I don't even believe anything she's saying. You know what she's attracted to? Celebrity fucker.
We are just merely theorizing. We're discussing. I think there's a difference between discussing and theorizing versus being like, fuck her. Ugh. You know what? Just be quiet. Just
you're right. But also fuck her.
Okay. But honestly, then be quiet.
Feels good.
Yeah. So it's the night. It's Hanukkah time. And this is what's happening. Okay, so Kyle says her ring is in the bank. And Sutton goes, well, just all these things add up. And Kyle's like, oh, so this is what we're gossiping about, that I have a different ring on that I bought myself. But here's the thing, what's frustrating. This is why it's hard not to be like, fuck Kyle. Because, again, Kyle has been a big yenta over the years. And she has always had her eyes on everyone's jewelry and where it is and what finger it's on. And now suddenly she's acting like, oh, if you remove your wedding ring and put just a ring that you bought on your ring finger, like that's just no big deal. I just don't buy it. I do not buy it.
Well, also, she's trying to twist it where she's saying, oh, so we're talking about who bought the ring? Like, well, you know, it's a ring that I bought myself. Nobody's talking about who bought the ring. So who did buy the ring? Was this a gift from Morgan? Is that what you're trying to get across? Because nobody asked you who bought the ring. The question is, why aren't you wearing your wedding ring? Why have you replaced your wedding ring with another ring? That's the question.
Yeah.
And Kyle knows that's the question. But she's trying to turn the conversation, as she does, into who bought Kyle this ring. So you see what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. She's trying to brag that somebody bought her this ring. Just fucking say it, Kyle. Okay? I just feel so bad for Kyle that she's trying so hard and no one will ask her about this relationship. It's hilarious.
Well, so Garcelle's like, well, I thought it was a makeup band. And so then Kyle's like, so what you're saying is that my husband cheated on me? Is that what you're saying? Are you saying that my relationship is a sham and could be the basis of a tabloid rocking scandal?
Yeah. And again, nobody said that, Kyle. You know, it's in all the press, and I know you want them to say it, but still, nobody's really saying it. I mean, maybe they're kind of hinting. And Sutton's like, well, did I say that? And she goes, oh, you want my husband to have cheated, and you want him to have bought me that band? That's what you want. Just say it, Sutton. And she's like, I'm happy, Kyle. Okay. I'm content with all your answers. All right. I'm content.
Yeah. And then Faye from the corner's like, you know, that's weird when you say that. That just feels wrong. Thanks, Faye. You can go back to your baked potato. So Kyle is like,
hey, Faye, go back to not studying interior design, okay? Because we see the evidence of your lack of even having a Pinterest account all over this fucking house.
Go back to reading your latest edition of Wrought Iron Quarterly, because that's her aesthetic.
and baskets and really cheap closet hardware. You know, that was the first thing that really got us on to Faye and her bad design was when she was doing Kyle's house that time and they walked into the closet and it was like Target hardware to make her closet. She's like, oh my God, look what Faye did. She made me a custom closet. A custom closet. I was like, that is all hardware. That is all shelving from Target. But okay.
So Kyle's like, you know, everyone's saying like, what's wrong with you? Like, if I'm going through a hard time and exercising and not drinking, because guess what? Even if I have two glasses of wine, the next day I feel down and depressed, and I can't afford to feel down and depressed right now. Okay, I don't want to feel depressed. And you would think that someone would say, what's wrong? Why is there this urgency? But instead, the best we get is Camille Grammer. She sort of like does that thing where she flares her eyes and goes left and right. She's like, like her eyeballs are going.
Her eyes are doing like she kisses.
Camille is sadly underused in this entire dinner party, by the way. I mean, I think she realizes she doesn't even need to offer anything because there's so much going on, but I really would have liked Camille to have had a moment too.
I think Camille's just enjoying watching Kyle squirm, and she's like, this is great. Like, I literally don't even have to do anything. And also, she's with Denise, so she's trying to lay low because Denise is making such an ass out of herself. Also, what she's making is TV gold. It's amazing. So Kyle, what Kyle is really probably depressed about, and what I know the audience is like, you guys know she lost her friend, right? Yes, Kyle lost her best friend or one of her best friends this year. I don't know why they haven't brought this up on the show, because that of course does explain a lot. Kyle made a comment on Instagram. There's someone called Your Bish Therapist, who is also a listener. They comment on Instagram. Hi, Your Bish Therapist. Follow them. They're very insightful. She did a whole post about Kyle and probably why she's depressed and what grief is like and how she's going through all of this, and she probably feels that Mauricio wasn't there for her at this time like she needed after everything she said for him. It was actually a very insightful post. That's
like
a
very good theory.
Yes. So go follow her. She's great. And Kyle commented on it or reposted it or something. I was like, yeah. And I'm not really sure why they're not showing this on the season, but it will be shown. Okay. So I don't want to like diss Kyle's friend dying or anything. Like, this has nothing to do with that. All we're really going on is what we're seeing on the show so far. But, you know, even all of that going on currently, even though we know that that is going on while all these storylines are going on, it still doesn't take the hypocrisy away from your past behavior and how you've treated people in the past and how you're currently treating people right now and trying to spread that Sutton has an eating disorder and that she's an alcoholic and that none of her problems matter and only yours do. So like, I get that there's grief, there may be reasons, but you're still kind of being an asshole. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Also, by the way, Kyle started it. Let's not forget, Kyle started all this. Entire thing was started by Kyle. Sutton was being ridiculous at Magic Mike. Yes, Kyle came out. Kyle, like, berated her as usual. Like, why are you acting like this? Sutton's clapped back. And then when Kyle went over to Sutton's house, be like, why'd you clap back at me? You know, she was like, I feel like you're acting weird. And then Sutton was like, you're acting weird. What's going on with you? And then there's the whole name him thing. And now
Weird. I just want to interject here because the acting weird thing was her suggesting that Sutton was, like, drunk or on drugs all the time. Right.
Exactly.
Like, right.
Because Sutton was actually
something about
you.
Something weird about you. Something.
Sutton was not acting any differently than we've seen in any of the previous seasons. Okay.
Right.
Sutton's a lunatic.
Okay. Sutton is weird. So Sutton was coming back with, well, why are you acting weird? Which is like a classic you are, which Kyle then twisted into, oh my God, Sutton's trying to talk about my husband cheating.
Which, I mean, Sutton was, because the thing is that Kyle has changed her lifestyle in a dramatic way, and there are things happening, and so everyone can tell that, you know, like, are you going through a midlife crisis? What is happening? Are you discontent? What is going on? And that's what Sutton's trying to get to. But of course, since Sutton's a bad communicator and she doesn't actually like to outright say things, she just alludes to things and then it all goes nuts. And that's where we are. That's how we get to a place like this. So now you have this Kyle saying how she can't afford to be depressed right now. And then Denise goes, What's going on right now? Chris Hill just goes, girl.
And Kyle's like, my friends, like, Bay, you know, we've had a conversation like this, you guys. And so it's like, okay, maybe then we're not good friends as I thought. Maybe we're just as not good friends as I thought. And she's like, yeah, because, like, I don't think a friend would ask me like that. Ask you what? She didn't ask you anything. You're forcing her to ask you things. She's not doing this, bringing up all this stuff at a party. You are. And so Sutton's like, well, in that room back there, Kyle, like that was, what are you talking about? She goes, no, I'm talking about at your house, which how you were saying earlier, like Sutton's being a bad house guest. Well, what about going into someone else's house and being like, you're drunk, you know, or whatever Kyle was fucking doing at that
point. Just because it was 2 p.m. and Sutton was wasted, it gives you no right, Kyle, to walk into her house and be like, you're drunk.
You are not allowed to call someone an alcoholic in their own home, even if they're drunk at the time in the morning.
But the truth is that Kyle has no problem calling someone out for behavior that she feels is alarming or deviant. And so when it happens to Kyle, you know, because that's what Kyle's thinking.
I love that word. It's just like so old school, like Jesus Chapel. I know. Deviant.
I remember back in like 2003, I was having coffee with my friend, and she shall remain nameless, but she was very much like a pearl necklace wearing, and not in the vulgar way. She was like a Sutton. And we're talking about another friend of ours who had recently come out of the closet as a lesbian. And I'm like, oh, did you hear about so-and-so? And she goes, yes, that makes sense. She always was a bit deviant. Like, wow.
Wow. I told you about that time I went to my cousin's wedding and I got drunk, you know, as I often do at weddings. And they started playing the song To Risky Business. And I thought, oh, my God, this is going to be hilarious, because I was wearing boxers. So I was like, I'm going to come slide across the dance floor in boxers.
Okay. Wait, at a wedding.
And I did it. And I thought it was hilarious. Okay, everybody like laughed. You know, not everybody. It wasn't like everyone surrounded me and like started dancing around me. It wasn't one of those moments. But, you know, I got a few laughs. Listen, I'm a ham. So I got it, went back. My grandfather ended up being taken to the hospital in an emergency. So all my family, like, it got very serious very quick and we had to leave. Okay, so I'm trying to leave with my family, and this lady from the other side of the family, I didn't know the husband's family, right? So they're very Christian. I didn't know. Like, they're very, very religious. She and her husband pulled me aside as my family's going and got me up against the wall and said, I don't appreciate what you just did. And then said, hold on, I'm going to pray for you. And then she put her hands on my head and her and her husband started praying for me, saying, Lord, please help this deviant. He doesn't even know what he's doing. Please come into his heart and save this deviant from the fires of hell. My dad, I don't think my father has ever been so much. He's trying to get to the hospital, and I've just made an ass out of the whole family while we're trying to leave and being called a deviant by this family that we don't even know. So that's the last time, honestly, I was called that.
And honestly, is sliding onto a dance floor in your underwear, is that really a sin? It's just, it might be like breaking dress code. It's not a sin. It's not a biblical sin. Okay.
I thought it was funny. And also, I wasn't my age now. This was like 30 years ago or something. I mean, it was like a long time. It was like 25 years ago, at least. I still had youth-ish on my side.
Well, they're like, we've seen that movie. Deals with a prostitute. So do not bring echoes of that into this ceremony.
Save this deviant. So that word still packs a punch.
Yeah. Deviant is it's just a hilariously damning and condescending word to call someone, and I love it for that. But it's not nice to say. I love it in a campy way. I don't love it if you're using it in a full throated way. So Kyle, so then 2 weeks earlier we see Kyle and Sutton, name him. And then Sutton's like, well, you know, I had a lot going on. And Kyle very condescendingly is like, oh, I know you had a lot going on. Which is also classic Kyle, that like, she's often dismissed Sutton's hysterics, because a lot of times they are hysterics.
Always, literally always has.
Always every has. Single time. But I also feel like Sutton has, I think Sutton, she, the reason why, Kyle, the difference in these two arguments, I would maybe argue on the fly, this is an on the fly observation from a deviant, but I would argue Sutton is asking, saying, Kyle, you're behaving a certain sort of way. Is there something deeper going on? And Kyle, she is saying, you're acting like this. And she's not saying, is there something deeper going on? I'm just pointing out that you're doing this almost to humiliate you. And she is not. So as,
I think Kyle is saying you're an alcoholic.
Right. But as ridiculous as Sutton's. Yes, but as ridiculous as no, it seems like Sutton's always in a drama about something. She's always unnerved about something. But Kyle never wants to know, why is this? Like, what is going on more deeply with Sutton that is causing these issues in her life?
Agreed. And, you know, also, just to be fair, for about 2 minutes of this recap, this 19-hour recap.
Yeah, I'm like, why don't I just have that monologue? Like, why?
No, I don't mean because of that. I mean, because we're both like going on forever.
I'm like, why am I so wrapped up in this? Yeah.
No, I'm not dissing you. I'm just making fun of both of us for making this recap 20 hours to talk about shit we talk about every week. But I'm going to extend it even further. Because just to be fair to Kyle for at least 2 minutes of this, Kyle is correct. Sutton is crazy. She is crazed and she is hysterical. And she does and if ever she's called out on something or her bad behavior, she always has some big dramatic excuse that's supposed to get her off.
She elevates
minutia. Correct about that. Yeah. But on the other hand, I read a theory on Reddit, which I really liked, which was Sutton freaked out during the Magic Mike thing because she had just, once we found out that she had just had that call with her husband where her husband was saying, I'm moving to London and we're taking our son and you have to move too. Part of her freak out was like, my husband's trying to get custody of my kid, and then I'm on TV with this stripper shit and this lady spreading her legs and a guy going down on her. Well, and that can't be good either. Now,
and it's also
that's a good theory. Now,
well, I was going to say, I'm sorry to interrupt, but also don't forget, it's swirled up with this thing that she can't get second dates. She's probably feeling a little shitty about herself, and she doesn't get picked to go up and dance with the hot guys on top of everything else.
Right. So there's all this stuff going on. Now, do I think that Sutton's coming up with excuses to get away? Yes, but Sutton shouldn't need excuses for Kyle anyway, because that was Sutton's deal. And Kyle just followed her out, berating her about it when she could have just let her go and not been an asshole about it.
Right, but I think that, like, Kyle's MO is to humiliate on some level, or to force people to fit into her conspiracy theories. You know, when she's her meaning conspiracy theories, meaning like, I think Sutton is an alcoholic, so therefore I'm going to confront her and be like, you're an alcoholic, and I'm going to confront you right here on TV. And Sutton, I'm not saying that Sutton is an altruist in any of this, but I think that Sutton is like, there's something going on and you need to let us know what's going on, because you're like in, like, not saying you're in pain, but like you're acting totally differently and something's going on. Is something going on with your marriage? Like, you have to let us into your life. And I think there's like a subtle, there's a different tone in both of those. But of course, since Sutton is Sutton, it comes off like she's just being nosy and wants to get the real story, which actually may be part of it too. Maybe a good 50-50 split on that front. I don't know.
In an ideal world, if these were real people in the world, which I mean, I guess they are.
Or Real Housewives of Miami. Yes.
But in the real world, I would think you'd be like, Kyle, you know, you're just all this working out and being healthy, and that's great, but like, it is a lot, you know, what's going on. But then Kyle's argument is, you know, it should be said in a more gentle way. Like, I'm just, you know, is everything okay? Because normally when people make these dramatic things, like, you can talk about it if you need to. Like, right. We've all read the stuff about your husband cheating on you. Like, is that true? Like, what happened? If you don't want to talk about it, you don't have to. There's nothing wrong with saying that. But it's just that Sutton is just not saying. It's what she's not saying.
She has
saying,
bad, you she know, has it's terrible bedside Kyle manner. Less. She has terrible bedside manner. Because Sutton says in a way like, I'm not going to say it because I would never say such a thing at a dinner table, but if you would like to say it. Whereas if it were like Alexia, she'd be like, so like all of a sudden you're like working out. You're like working out and like, you know, there's like a no wedding ring and I see you like with a lesbian over there. So like, what's going on? Is like,
I heard you're an Ozempic lesbian. Yeah, she'd be like Jeff Lewis. Like, just say, you know what? Like, you're an Ozempic lesbian now, so go ahead. Tell me about
that. I'm not comfortable with that, you know? Like, they were just it, you know? They would do it. Even Salt Lake City, they would do it. But for some reason on this show, and to some degree even Orange County, the way they tiptoe around things is just so funny. I mean, we still have Miami to talk about later today, which is, we're probably going to make the same point all over again with Lisa and Len talking about Lenny nonstop. But it's just like, I guess what's funny about this situation is we just see how poorly both women communicate with each other, and we know what they're both trying to get to, and they're so bad at getting to it that they just create like ancillary fights with themselves because they just are not direct.
Right.
Commercials. Here comes one right now.
So then Sutton's, you know, we see all these clips of Kyle being like, let me talk, Jesus. And then Sutton being like, I had a lot going on. And she's saying, I know you did, Sutton. Like, just so much going on with you, Sutton. And she goes, and I'm sorry for that thing, Kyle. I'm sorry, Kyle. I know, and I'm sorry how you reacted as well. How about that? And then there's a big, long pause, and everyone's just kind of looking at each other. And Dorit's doing her, every time there's a reaction shot of Dorit, it's like,
and Kyle's like, well, thank you for apologizing on my behalf. It's like, you're welcome. So then Kyle's like, anyway. So then food starts to arrive, and Kyle's like, what are we having? So then all of a sudden the chef, like, normally we don't write down the food that they're having on these shows, but I just thought it was like very funny that they put up on big letters, Jerusalem artichokes, parentheses, sunchokes. I was like, thanks for the clarification here. Really wanted to make sure I knew exactly what they were eating in this situation.
So Garcelle's like, okay, well, Anna Maria, I want to know more about you. And she goes, well, what do you want to know? She goes, oh, and Erica goes,
Natalia, I'm a swear, you're here all week. I'm a showman, Doreen. I'm a showman.
I'm 5'9", I weigh 160, I'm married, I've got 4 kids, I love working out, I'm very competitive, my husband's a football player, he has a questionable scandal brewing right now, and I have some strange, maybe not very popular thoughts on trans athletes. That's what you need to know about me.
Oh, really? Has your husband bought you any gifts lately? Kyle, you can't just let the new girl like have one moment. She has to even turn this into being about herself. And so Amory's like, not those kinds of gifts. Just kidding, Kyle. She's like, did he say I cheated on you? So here's a gift. Because that's like what Sutton's insinuating about me. Thanks for coming over and joining the show. Stick up for me, which you're really not doing right now. So, and Garcelle's like, well, my husband bought me a gift afterwards to lure me back.
So then Justin, who's there from E, former assistant, he's like, so Garcelle, you didn't have one inkling about your husband? She goes, no, I thought I had won the lotto of husbands. I thought it was the Mauricio of husbands, one would say. Too soon. What I'm trying to say is that my husband, like Mauricio, cheated on me several times. Are we laughing about this yet?
And then Cynthia, Sage Cynthia, with her words of wisdom after her marriages to Mike Chahil, who literally wrote a book during their engagement about how much he cheats on people. And her previous marriage, Peter of Peter's Brew, has her thing to say. So she's like, you know, there's life after divorce, but I also think there's something to be said about just being single for a while, because everyone at the table could have a man, right? And what I love is in a relationship when you have a true partnership. Have you ever, though? That's sad. I love Cynthia. I hope Cynthia, don't stay single. Go find one that's worthy of you, for Christ's sake, okay? Cynthia, here's what you need to do. Stop settling. Stop.
I think Cynthia would do very well being single based on her track record of men, because it was Chahil, and before Chahil, there was Will, and then we had Peter. I think she just needs to stay away from the guys for a second. Just focus on her store at the Beverly Center. So then Erica is like,
well, I want to have one good love affair. You know, I want one of those things you see in the movies when you just don't, you can't even be apart. Like, oh my gosh, we must be together and it's romantic and you do all these things like you wash his back and you pull him out of the ditch after he crashes his car in a snowstorm in Pasadena. That kind of love affair.
I love when Sutton goes, Erica, she's telling us. She goes, Erica, you had a love affair like in the movies. It's Harold and Maude only in reverse, okay? Which will probably be made into a Lifetime movie or something like that. It's Pretty Woman. It's literally Pretty Woman. How are we not seeing that? Erica pretending like there's never been a movie based, you know, she has nothing in common with any movies. Is
I know. So then Denise is talking to the chef. Like, the chef comes by with plates or whatever. She's like, hey, are you single? You're single? And he's like, I'm not single. You're married. You're married. Is that where you are? And he just walks away. He's like, I'm not getting involved in this mess.
Doesn't he say, yes, I am married? And then she turns around and she goes, hey, poor bastard.
Oh, I didn't hear him say yes.
He goes, I am married. She goes, poor bastard.
So
Erica's like, listen, I don't want to play games in a relationship, okay? I don't care if you're rich or you're poor.
And then, like, Justin in the background's like, whoo, because, by the way, Justin and Dorit have learned from the Kyle School of Reacting, which is if you are not in the conversation, just have big reactions, so they'll cut to you. And so Justin's like, whoo, and Dorit's like, whoo, you know? And they're basically just like, Justin, stop making faces over there in the corner.
Yeah. So then Erica's like, you know, Tom was very established and had his own life for many years, and I was just fit into his life. I just want to carve out my own life. I'm like, Tom literally bought you a career. What are you talking about? And also, I'm not standing up for Tom saying Tom was a good husband or a good person in any way, shape, or form. But to act like Tom wasn't supportive, like when she keeps saying like Tom was the least supportive person ever, he bought you literally every music video and every producer and every song. And he was at every single one of your shows. I don't like this whole, like, now Tom was terrible because he turned out to be terrible in the press. Like, Tom was always terrible, and he bankrolled a lot of your stuff. I can't believe I'm standing up for Tom. This is what Erica does.
Okay. I don't know. I think that's how insidious it is. It sounded like one of those situations where he bankrolled everything, so then she had to be like, oh, I'm so happy, but like he wasn't probably giving her the emotional part that she really needed. So I don't think
she has any emotional part. I mean, just a couple of weeks ago when the therapist was like, hey, you know, it's called empathy. She's like, what? What's that? Well, you know, it's where you put yourself in other people's shoes. She's like,
ooh, how do you do that? What if they're not your size?
So Dorit's like, Denise, gee, I see that you've turned your little furry jacket into a turban. That's adorable. How does it feel to be in the back with the group? It's been so long. Have any lesbian updates you want to share with us?
You know what? It's been so nice. It was so nice. I miss everyone. And Dorit's like, everyone. Everyone. Well, I do have a question for you, Erica. Why you treated me a certain way after I met you, and like I could say this about me and you and I, the first time I met you, you were just so sweet and so lovely, and then like a year later it was like a different dynamic.
Well, Denise, I don't feel anything personal towards you.
And then Denise is like, well, you don't know what I'm talking about. Like, what did I, I mean, you know.
You know what I'm talking about. What did I do? What did I do to you, Erica? What did I do to you?
Can you tell me what it is, though? Because I'm what, Denise? What? What are you talking about? Okay, I'll be very clear. You are so kind to me, and I was like, oh my god, she's so sweet. Like, she's so lovely. And then when I came to do my, guys, I'm so sorry. I have a bad cold.
This is just the colds.
Okay. Well, I'm hot, but I don't know what she is. She's on another level.
And Garcelle's like, Denise is slurring her words a little. Maybe Denise had a drink before she came because she's a little nervous.
Well, I don't know what Denise is partaking in, but I kind of don't want it right now.
You were very different towards me, Erica. You were very different towards me, okay?
And Kyle's like,
What bothered you the most? Was it that people are insinuating that my husband cheated on me and that somebody bought me a new ring?
Yes. Come on, guys. We're grown-ass adults, and you know what I'm talking about. You know what I'm talking about.
I know. What are you talking about? I have no idea, Denise.
I don't know what to say.
So this is funny because this group really can gaslight a person. You guys remember what you did to Denise. Oh my God, you guys were horrible to Denise. Unfortunately, Denise is too drunk to even say. And she's never really been great at expressing herself anyway. But it started when Erica, when you had a party in your backyard, a pizza party in your backyard, as I recall, and your kids were sitting over at the next table with all of their friends, and Dorit was making all these like lewd comments, and you were like, guys, there's kids. And she's like, oh, really? Your kids are probably having threesomes anyway, or said something like that. And then you got offended and then took her to a coffee and said, listen, all I was saying was like, chill in front of the kids. And then Erica gave you attitude and got pissed off and then came for you the rest of the season with everybody else, insinuating that your husband was there, that you were cheating on your husband with Brandy and trying to ruin your fucking relationship. That's what happened. But of course, everyone is going to pretend that they have no idea what Denise is talking about. And honestly, obviously, Denise is not doing herself any favors here. But
yeah, no, I mean, it was a horrific season. That was like the crystallization of the Fox Force 5 right there. And it was terrible. And then they're acting like, what is it? I mean, Erica's like, if you're going to try to come for me right now, you better say exactly what it is, because I'm not going to confess to anything that is, I'm not going to enter new evidence into the court right now. Like, you have to tell me what I'm defending myself on. So Erica's like, I mean, is there something specific that you're pointing out, or is it just like a whole thing? And Denise's like, yeah, a whole thing. She's like, oh, a whole thing. Kyle's like, do you have an example? So now suddenly Kyle has no problem pushing for details on something.
Yeah, exactly. And Denise is like, I don't need an example. Go watch your show. Go watch your show. That's your example. Go watch it.
And everyone's and like,
oh, show? What show? What are you talking about?
And then Crystal's like, oh my God. Crystal, who's like Shecky Green in this episode. I don't know where this version of Crystal came from, but now Crystal's like, I mean, this weed dinner's really kicking in right now. Like, I mean, Denise, what are you on about? Watch a show. What show? Bitch, what? And then she starts doing like,
she's like cracking herself up. She's
weird, like finger gun hand. She's like, bitch, what? Bitch, what?
Just want to show why I was a better alternative for my brother than his fiance. We have fun over here.
Crystal's trying on a new personality tonight.
And then Garcelle's like, I mean, who is this Erica? She's as cool as a cucumber. She's not lunging at Denise. The old Erica would have been like, bitch, what are you on? Which I don't know. And I think this is the same Erica, more or less.
Yeah, I mean, look, Denise is making an ass out of herself, and everyone is Erica only acts like that when she's in a corner. Yeah. So when everybody's against Erica, she lunges out and she just starts scrapping, you know, but verbally. But in this case, everybody's on Erica's side. Everyone's gaslighting Denise here and being like, what? Why would, what show? There's no cameras here. Like, what are you talking?
What?
It's like the Truman Show, like where they don't know it's being filmed, you know? They're like, what show? What television show? Denise, what are you talking about? You had a bad season? I never noticed.
Show us on the TV guide where Erica hurt you. So
the Fox Force, whatever's left, is still sticking up for Erica. So she's not lashing out. She's cool as a cucumber, just as they just said.
Yeah. And so Erica's like, would you like to say what I did? And Denise's like, I don't even know if I had to even explain it. And Kyle goes, just do it. She's like, well, I was so fucking nice to you, and you were a bitch to me. And Erica's like, okay. I was so actually offended by Kyle pressuring Denise to spit it out when Kyle moments ago was refusing to acknowledge anything going on in her life. And then now she's like, just say it. Just say it. I mean, I understand the impulse to say that to Denise, because I also was like, come on, Denise, just please put something on the table here so that way she can respond to it, you know?
I know. And Camille's no help either, because all Camille had to say was what I just said. But Camille's like, oh, she's looking stupid. So I'm going to back away from this and just like stupid. Give pernicious make eyes.
Pernicious, you know? Eyes and yeah. So upset.
Yeah. You're making eyes that are like pernicious because like pernicious. People are like pretending like they don't know what Denise is talking about.
What Denise is talking
or like
about.
It's like gaslighting. It's because like they did all this stuff to Denise, and, yeah, but now like Denise, they're pretending they don't know what she's talking about.
Talking about, and so upsetting.
So,
so Denise is like, "You're bitching me. You know it. You know it."
Oh, I do. Okay,
just like own it. Just like own it.
On what? Everybody knows I don't know anything anymore. It was Tom. I had nothing to do with any of that. That own it.
She's like, "Oh my god." Erica's like, listen, I don't know what this lady's talking. I'm high, and even I don't know what she's talking about, and neither does she. So Erica does the Sutton. She's like,
okay, Denise, I apologize to you.
She's like, oh, thank you. You're welcome.
Denise is like, I'm an actress, and I'll just move this scene along. I'll do both of our parts. So,
and the chef is watching from the kitchen. He goes, dude, Denise Richards is fucked up.
So then Faye is like, this is an amazing dinner. I'm obsessed. Thank you. So then Cynthia's like, I think I'm just high. And then Justin's like, I am high. I am getting lit. And then Sutton just whips out a joint and is like, I'm just going to smoke a joint right here at the table. So all of a sudden, everything's like happy and fine here.
Well, except then everybody's like, what? Sutton's lighting up at the table? I can't believe the rudeness, the audacity. You're at a weed dinner and she's in a weed smoker's home. But and she's like, I got Kyle. I got permission from Kyle. I got permission. Rock on. And Kyle's just like, huh.
Hitting the trees right at the table.
So Crystal's like, I love my girl Sutton, but she is a walking contradiction. I mean, over here she's smoking a joint, and then in Vegas she can't even deal with a few half-naked men. It's like, bitch, what?
Bitch, what?
Bitch, what?
Bitch, what?
Like, it's Vegas, the Vegas thing, because it's like, she's like a prude, but not a prude. I mean, I can't. There's like layers.
So then Sutton's like, there are some things maybe y'all don't know about me sometimes, okay? So then dessert comes and Garcelle goes pee pee and she's like, don't say anything without me. So Denise turns to Kyle and she's like,
Kyle, may I talk to you privately? Because like I don't really know what to say about this, okay?
And Kyle's like, okay. So Denise and Kyle go off to talk, and Denise sees a mirror and she's like, wow, Sue.
Fuck. Welcome here. Like, what?
What's she talking about?
Denise with that mirror was my favorite. Well, no, the thank you and you're welcome. But her, why am I, wow? It's like,
wow, this too.
Yeah, you got this another person too. That looks just like me.
Oh. Hey, whoa, there's a really hot chick here. Hey.
So Kyle goes, I don't understand what's going on with Denise. I haven't seen her eat a lot of this weed-infused food, and it doesn't seem like she's drinking that much. Either she partakes before she got here, she partook before she got here this evening, or I don't know. I don't understand what's happening. I'm like, there goes Kyle again. I mean, we all know this. We all know this and understand it. But again, like, everyone else has said, wow, it looks like Denise started early tonight. But Kyle does it in a way where it's like, well, she's not drinking. She's not having weed. Must be something harder. Like, she's such an insinuator. You know, it just gets me.
So Denise is like, how does she not understand what I was saying, Kyle? And Garcelle's there with them. And she's like, well, Erica, I think, felt like a deer in the headlights. It's much like, have you ever seen Erica perform? It's like a deer in the headlights. And I just don't think she really understood what you were saying. She goes, oh, she did. You know what she is? She's a dumb
Zumka Fitness. That's what she is.
Okie dokie.
Zumka Fitness.
Okie dokie. Okie dokie. Yeah, we all fucking knew. Yeah. We all knew. Sometimes Denise can't say exactly what she means when she needs to say it, poor thing. Listen, Denise, we don't know what you're talking about. She's like, are you joking? Are you joking right now? Okay.
Oh, so Sutton's like, I mean, she's Denise Richards, okay? Like, who fucking cares? If I was Denise fucking Richards, I would be walking around naked drinking tequila, slurring my words. I don't even like tequila, but that's what I'd be doing. I'd do it. And so back at the table, Garcelle's like, all right, who's high? Raise your hands. So they all start raising their hands. So then back to Dorit. Dorit's with Denise.
Now, yeah, okay, sort of so now they're all standing that bar around. Room. Yeah, now right. They've heard that there's like, oh, wait, there's something happening over there. So everyone's filtered in. And so,
you know what? So now we're actually at the end of the dinner part. So we're going to start the part after the dinner part in part two.
Oh, look at this. What a transition. Look at that. It's like perfectly trying to remember. Timed.
Yes. All right, everybody. We will see you in part two.
Bye.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
Strolling the park with Caitlin Clark.
She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela.
Itchels.
Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
She's never scary, it's the Green Fairy.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Hava Nagila Weber.
Know Your Worth with Jason Kurth.
She's the wind beneath our Jennifer Wing.
Sip some scotch with Jessica Trott.
She's always supplying. It's Kelly Ryan.
Kristen the Piston Anderson.
Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino.
Megan Berg. You can't have a burger without the Berg.
The Bay Area Betches. Betches.
And our super premium sponsors.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Let's get real with Caitlin O'Neill.
Don't get salty with Christine Pepper.
Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
Nobody holds a candle to Jamie Kendall.
She's not harsh. She's Jill Hirsch.
She's a little bit loony. Junie.
My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo.
We love him madly. It's Kyle Pod Chadley.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender.
We want to hang with Liz Lang.
The incredible edible Matthews sisters.
Give him hell, Miss Noel.
She's the queen bee. It's Sarah Lemke.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
She's quite the catch. It's Victoria Kotchett.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Kuchar. We love you guys.
Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Watch What Crappens ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.